This is a CJSF News Break.
This is CJSF News for December 19th. Local. On December 13th, the Solidarity Notes Labor and Social Justice Choir joined other anti-free trade activists to sing mock Christmas carols and hand out flyers against sweatshop labor. The annual event takes place around Pacific Center Mall and Robson Street in order to raise awareness about the consequences of free trade to workers in poorer countries. This year's event was sponsored by the Vancouver and New Westminster District Labor Councils as part of their strategy to build support for ethical purchasing practices. Regional. The proposed Health Sector Partnership Agreement, Bill 94, is still being debated in the BC Legislature. The intent of this proposed act is to give businesses selling services to healthcare providers, such as construction, equipment, and non-clinical services, protection from unions. It is supposed to tie up loopholes in Bill 29, the new law that began allowing mass layoffs of healthcare sector employees and the contracting out of new employees a year ago. The Hospital Employees Union, for example, has been able to defeat Bill 29 through the Labor Relations Board and prevent contracting out from happening at unionized nursing homes. National. In Montreal, over 1 million workers held a day of disturbance to protest Premier Charest's restructuring of public services on December 4th. The action was supported by several labor centrals of Montreal, including private sector unions such as Télé-Québec, as well as the Quebec and Canadian Federations of Labor. Thousands of workers in Quebec City also rallied. This fall, a survey conducted by Ledger Marketing found that 2/3 consumers in Canada want more information about where and how products are manufactured. They indicated that they would be willing to avoid buying products made in sweatshops or traded unfairly. This news gives more credibility to campaigns to have governments and public sector institutions adopt ethical or no sweat and fair trade practices. So far in Canada, 10 municipalities, 10 universities, and 3 school boards have passed such policies. International. The UK. Sweeping healthcare reforms are rapidly privatizing public healthcare services. Spectrum Care Limited is a consortium that has taken over 130 nursing homes throughout the United Kingdom. Spectrum has just named True Health Incorporated as its preferred provider of some kinds of supplies. In the Parliament of Scotland, fears are growing about a company named Sodexo because of its reputation in BC, Canada, where public health authorities have sacked unionized hospital food services workers, and Sodexo has taken over and replaced workers at half the wages and greatly reduced job security. Sodexo is currently tendering a contract with the Scottish Government. The United States. Vineyard workers in the Sonoma Valley, California, are appealing for solidarity. Gallo of Sonoma Wines is denying them basic health benefits. The workers ask supporters to check their website, unionvoice.org/campaign/Gallo. Iraq. The Union of Unemployed Workers of Iraq, UUI, is calling for international support in demanding the release of its secretary, Kasim Hadi. Thousands of workers have lost their jobs in the U.S. occupation, and about half the army have quit. U.S. forces have raided the offices of UUI and attacked demonstrators. They arrested Hadi on September 24th. Activists of leftist political groups are also being rounded up and detained for political reasons. UUI calls for the defense of basic civil liberties. Email d.jaml@ukonline.co.uk. Colombia. Public Service International is appealing to all to write to the Colombian and Canadian governments in opposition to the rampant killings of members of trade unions by paramilitary forces in Colombia. The International Labor Organization estimates that 184 trade unionists were murdered in 2002 and 69 from January to November 2003. The appeal came on International Human Rights Day, December 10th. This has been CJSF Labor News.